Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way the female high school teacher smashed the students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this woman married herself because she got tired of waiting for the right man. She probably slept with many men that she saw as the right one, but they just didn't want to commit to her. I bet you anything that now that she's married herself, she's going to divorce herself in the next few years. And I hope she fully recovers after the pain of being with herself. In the meantime, you just know she's probably going to hyphenate her last name. Up next, and speaking of marriage, 35-year-old Emma Watson says that the pressure to get married is violence against young people. So I guess it's a good thing that she's not young anymore, and she's starting to look like the new Hagrid. The problem with muggles like her is that they have no loyalty, it seems. She hasn't been relevant in over 10 years, and in a handful of years, no film and TV production will hire her, because she's getting way too old. Number 3, I never forget about that girl that froze her pregnancy pee so she could basically send pregnancy tests to men to ask for abortion money. If this actually worked, then you know that there would probably be thousands of women doing this. As a guy, all you have to do is not sleep around without protection and you don't have to worry about this. Luckily, the science ain't sciencing, as pregnancy tests need a fresh, unfrozen sample. The HCG will break down if frozen, leading to a negative or inaccurate test. Moving on, I wonder what they mean by this, that reading, writing, and math requirements are harmful to students of color. It means they aren't as smart, probably quite often due to DNA IQ differences, and the woke-tards want them to basically have equal representation in government and corporations. So they want to lower the test standards. This basically means that Jamal can't read and therefore he can't get that fancy office job. So once again, please lower the standards so he can make just as much money as qualified people. Number 5, it looks like Uncle Ben is having some terrible nightmares again, where Peter had a romantic relationship with some mulatto girl, and his best friend was an obese Chinaman. Funny how the studio can't change Peter's race or gender, but they can get away with changing the race and gender of other characters around him for diversity's sake. The Raimi Spider-Man films are the best, and if you don't believe it, then just look how often people use them to make memes with. Up next, here's the look on your face as the Canadian Prime Minister when Trump announces that he's going to introduce a 100% tariff on Canadian-made films, and the Canadian film business is worth $10 billion a year and employs over 100,000 people. It doesn't matter, though, in 5 years, ordinary citizens will be using AI to make movies and shows, the way we make news and commentary content on YouTube. So those jobs will be gone anyway. Number 7, Sophia Drake here used to work for Goldman Sachs, and now she's an OF content creator. There are a lot of transferable things there, if you actually think about it. Like screwing over your clients and money management skills if she's in the top 0.1% of creators. It's also quite telling that she's making more money taking off her clothes than working for one of those top financial firms in America. Then again, I bet that she was just the office hoe. Moving on, meanwhile in Toronto, the mayor says she could actually raise property taxes if the federal government doesn't give her more money for asylum seekers. She just raised property taxes by 8 or 9% last year. And this tells me that Toronto is on its way to becoming the next Chicago if it doubles or triples property taxes. This is what Marxist mayors do. Her and her communist husband got caught stealing money from public housing. Yeah, real communists. Number 9, I wonder if some of these folks are actually those asylum seekers. These guys were arrested with regards to a home invasion, shooting, and kidnapping just north of Toronto. One of these guys was already on bail for previous crimes and was supposed to be under house arrest. These are the guys that my property taxes are going towards to bring into the country so they can rob me and other people like me. Maybe they came over on international student visas. Up next, people are saying that white folks in Canada and America need to start having kids immediately. Yeah, it's not gonna happen. I can't believe that 60% of the Canadian population under the age of 35 is actually white in Canada, while it's only 47.2% in America. No wonder our rulers in Canada have been flooding the country with Jeets. Looks like they haven't been keeping up with the enrichment. It's also hard finding a date these days, let alone a decent non-feminist woman to have kids with. Number 11, these three generations of women are all on OF together, exploiting the simp economy. That's why it's important for daughters to have a good relationship with their father. Although these days, with OF being so profitable and lucrative for many women, even the ones close to their dads can't resist simp bucks. Women with high notch counts have no shame, so they might as well profit off their debauchery. With these three, Granny must be the lowest earner in the bunch, right? Moving on, I can't believe that as a kid watching Grease, we thought these people were teenagers. This happens to every generation. The guy on the left looks like today's school janitor, and the woman on the right looks like the lunch lady. They look like an unhappily married middle-aged couple, even though they were probably in their late 20s here. I remember back in high school, girls obsessing over Luke Perry, and he was over 30 on Beverly Hills 90210. Number 13, this woman is sharing how she's a married mom having an emotional affair with a man that she texts every night while her husband is lying next to her. She looks so happy with herself too. Probably because she's getting ready to cheat and try and trade up. Remember everyone, that the first stage in cheating is usually emotional cheating. Also interesting how they always seem to use white women for stories like this one. Also, did she mean laying next to her husband or lying next to him? Up next, speaking of treacherous women, this one claimed her ex-partner seriously assaulted her, but she actually caused her own injuries. She belongs in jail, and yet she was handed a suspended sentence. Typical. This reminds me of the one woman that beat herself up and gave herself a black eye. And her ex had cameras in the house that filmed her beating herself up, and somehow it was all admissible in court. I guess that was one of those one in a million times a woman had no choice but to take accountability. Number 15, here's a shirt that says, "There are no P's in LGBTQ. Whatever could that P stand for? How about PDF files? Because you know they're trying to put it in there as a valid sexual orientation. Years ago I met the great Erin Pizzi. She opened both men's and women's shelters in the 70s, and she found out that 50% of the PDF files out there were actually females. Right now there are plenty of P's hiding in the T's trying to get out. Remember that progressives have no limits and keep pushing those boundaries. Moving on, you're home alone and you wake up to see this. What do? How about grab an axe and start chopping? Either that or use a baseball bat to match his Phillies hat. Here in Canada, we can't even use boomsticks because they would actually put us in prison if we did. Then again, to make sure that he doesn't get away, there's always many funny things you can do with a nail gun. Actually, in Canada, that's not allowed either. Here we have to invite the criminals in and give them whatever they want, even if it's our daughter's virginity, it seems. Number 17 looks like Trump's tariffs are working to impoverish Canadians even further. General Motors is now moving its production from Oshawa, Ontario to Indiana. Canada's economy is experiencing a controlled demolition thanks to Trump. Looks like this elbows up thing is really working out great for Canada. Thank God most of my assets are outside of Canadian dollars and I've decided not to buy real estate here. Between the boomers and the Canadian economy dying, AI and properties being too expensive, I'll keep my wealth liquid instead, thank you. Up next, when does it end? The black-on-white violence, I mean. Will there be a return to some level of segregation again? Nice to see that this image was making the rounds, and then even Elon Musk reposted it. I have a solution, though. We can use DNA splicing technology to give black people the same high IQ and temperament as whites. I don't discriminate based on skin color. I discriminate based on intelligence and non-physical characteristics. Number 19, remember that with Bitcoin, if you don't have your keys, then they aren't your coins. This Chinese woman was convicted in the UK of stealing 61,000 bitcoins worth $6.7 billion. I wouldn't trust her with a paper straw, let alone that much money. And the craziest part is that the UK government still holds all that BTC, and hasn't been selling any of it, and they haven't returned any of it to the actual victims. Why not if it's just worthless internet money anyway? Moving on, happy belated Halloween. And yes, I know this is anime, but it's wonderful to see that women are consistent when they avoid accountability when things go wrong. But notice how they're always so quick to take credit when things go right. They shouldn't have the right to take credit for things that go positive, and then not take credit when things go wrong. I've only ever met one woman who took accountability. His name was Bob, and it was actually a man. Number 21, sticking with the theme of Halloween, I'll have to put away my costume for another year. I don't understand why kids' parents don't want any of my candy, and they run off as quickly as they can when I give out candy dressed up like this. It must be a really scary costume for them. It's called the Camel Toe Cooch Monster. And no, this doesn't mean that Oogie Boogie is trans and he had his schwing-schwang chopped off. Up next, would you actually hire this woman? She's upset about being refused a job because of all her tattoos. But I'd hire her as a crowd dispersal unit or maybe a toilet cleaner at Walmart when the store is closed at night. This is why you need to make your kids eat vegetables or they can end up looking like this. She could always pay the money to get the tattoos removed and get rid of the piercings, and she'll be hireable again. Number 23, now CNN is saying that white children don't deserve innocence. That white children should be indoctrinated to hate themselves and feel guilty about their skin color. Remember, guys, never accept guilt for something you didn't do. I wonder what this person's background is. You know, it's probably one of them like it usually is. I'm so tired of this Star Wars character being everywhere, every single time. Moving on, a while back, Elon Musk told everyone to dump their Netflix accounts, and he's reportedly going to start his own streaming service. I can see that happening with Grok Video allowing people to create their own shows and movies one day. Netflix and other streaming services and movie studios will die as people start making their own content using AI. Also, didn't Elon Musk invest $1 billion in Mel Gibson's and Mark Wahlberg's new Unwoke production studio? Number 25 in the last one, someone asks, if you can actually remove the man from this picture, please and thank you. I wonder what the hell happened to him. Probably went out for sushi and never returned. I guess it didn't work out. Imagine my shock. Maybe she can use some of her welfare check to cover the cost of photoshopping him out. Also, I don't know about you, but I don't think that he's the father. He could just be the simp dating a single mother. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal subscribe links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.